The internet has made many things easier and more accessible. Shopping, dating, paying one's bills, and now conducting a memorial service for the dearly departed. OTrip.com, promoted as the TripAdvisor for the afterlife, is a one-stop clearinghouse, excuse me, of information and tools for those grieving the loss of a loved one and planning their final arrangements. With us now is the founder of OTrib.com, Sam Tharp. Hi, Sam.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So how does OTrib work? Someone I love has passed on, and I type in OTrib into Google. I get your website, and then what?
Essentially, there are several different sections of the site. If you're planning a funeral, you can essentially go and look through our stable of content articles that advise you on what to do, what not to do when planning a funeral. And then we have a directory of service providers. These would be, you know, funeral homes, cremation specialists. And there is feedback mechanisms. So if you've used someone in the past, you can leave a rating on whether or not they're good.
Ah, so that's where the TripAdvisor part comes in.
Correct.
Now, the mortuary industry is something akin to $20 billion a year. I just want to be clear. Do you tap into that? Are you planning funerals, conducting funerals?
We are not a funeral service provider. We are more of an information service. So we provide information to consumers about who's reliable, who's not reliable, what the emerging trends are in burials and things of that sort. Eventually down the road, we envision being able to support the sale of caskets and headstones and things of that sort, but that's much down the road.
Now, there are funeral homes that do things, offer services like video tributes, condolence books. One Massachusetts said they offer funeral webcasts even. So this e-memorial service is growing somewhat. What's the upside of using your service versus a traditional mortuary's offering to help plan the details?
I think the difference is the following. One, we are not affiliated with a particular funeral home. So we're not going to charge you for the services. It's not going to be baked into the cost of your funeral. You also have the ability to disseminate your tribute to many different people. So as you're posting your tribute to someone, we allow you to upload photos, and you can leave your text message. There's a guest book, but integrated within that is a forwarding feature that allows you to send it out to all your friends and relatives. And we also have integrated donation capabilities. So where you want to specify, you know, give money in lieu of flowers to the Cancer Society, we basically have that integrated throughout our posting flow.
Sam Tharp is the founder of OTrib.com. Sam, we're going to take a quick break, but I'm going to ask you to stick around because I have a couple more questions for you about your service, how you got started, and your background itself is kind of interesting too. So we'll dig into that in just a little bit. Hang on.
Coming up in a moment on the BPP, it's Tuesday. That means new music. Daft Punk have been mashing themselves up. Also, Blake Lewis. It's been a while since American Idol's been on TV.
Oh, I saw the ad for the new version coming up, the new season. You forget.
If you need
You
a little
forget.
recharging of your American Idol batteries, we'll have some Blake Lewis coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/BryantPark. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and we're continuing our conversation with Sam Tharp. He's the founder of OTrib.com, a clearinghouse for information and tools for people who are trying to plan funeral arrangements for their loved ones. And you have a really interesting business background, Sam. You've worked as an executive with AOL Time Warner and Monster.com. So let's take all the personal part of the discussion out of it about planning funeral arrangement. What about this business model is going to work?
Well, you know, the high-level statistics, you know, are pretty compelling. There are 300 million Americans today. Within the next 100 to 125 years, they'll all be dead. If you essentially take yourself out of selling a particular product or service and you become the purveyor of information, you basically can take advantage of the emerging trend. So if we were to only get into the space for selling caskets, well, today 25% of all deaths result in cremation. In the next 20 to 30 years, that number is going to jump by up to 50% of all deaths will be handled through cremation. So basically by providing information about end of life and planning events and mourning and helping people grieve in our support forums, that's the way we can best position ourselves to sort of handle the long run of the end of life space.
Now, from what I understand, you really didn't have any previous experience in the mortuary business. Your day job is as a vice president of Zoom Info. So what have you learned about the business? Because I'm assuming that you just can't put up a website and decide, yeah, we're going to sell this product or provide this information.
Yeah, you know, it has been a learning experience. You know, one of the things that I found is when people are coming to the site, they're in a vulnerable emotional state. They're telling some of the most heartbreaking stories you'd ever read in our community section. But then you also see the resilience of these people. You know, I've come in on days and I read passages where a mom is talking about her son basically lashing out at the sofa because the father has died, and just heartbreaking stuff. And you think this person's going to break down. They're not going to come back. And they come back day in and day out, and they're helping other people along the way through the journey. So that's been one of the most amazing things to me, is to see how there's a need not really being met. And it's not because families don't want to help someone who's lost a spouse or a child, but, you know, there's a typical period where people are coming, they're helping out sort of at the time of the funeral and immediately after. But then after that, you know, sort of first week or that first month, you know, these people still need support and that sense of community with others who have gone through that similar experience.
Sam Tharp is the founder of OTRIB.com. Thanks for being with us, Sam.
My pleasure.
And now let's get to Corva Coleman. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with me? She's got the rest of the day's news. Hi, Corva.